I guess he was more faded into the background, hiding around the hot spots of light in the darkness. And yet when he put his hand on my knee, I realized how much infatuation I still had for him and wanted to tear into him immediately. He looked really fucking tired. It reminded me a bit of myself lately and wondered if maybe there was a common reason. And suddenly I was really insecure about how I looked. Was my makeup right? Did my hair look perfect? Was I smiling now? Was I smiling too much? This was the problem. Part of me was so in love with him because he was the only man who had ever made me feel that insecure. And part of me knew he would never be in love with me because if I kept on feeling this way about myself when I was with him, he could never really love me. Not all of me. I was hearing Sarah's voice ringing in my ears. "Because I'm scared no one will be able to," she said. I was scared no one would be able to love me. I shoved my hand into my pocket, hoping to find some stray pills. No dice. I started to wonder how long I've been creating this pattern. How much of a crutch and addiction was this before Paul left? Just another reason to feel insecure around him. No one can build up a wall as quickly as I can. Fortresses, buttresses, mattresses, caresses, possesses, confesses, obsesses, regresses. I'm in this endless maze of self-doubt. Everything is fantastic and fascinating in between. Spine-tingling, time-stopping, life-changing. But the beginning and the end are the same. Self-doubt is the common thread, and I realize my mind has drifted from Paul and onto my mind contortions in Sarah's car. The end. The beginning.